Show, Thursdays, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. And welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today we have a special pre-recorded interview for you. It is our local favorite, Jody Glenham. We met up at Pepino's, yes, which is Nick's Old Spaghetti House on Commercial Drive. And I love this girl. She is super cool. And yeah, we're going to start off the show with one of her songs called The Sound on CJSF.
Bye. Every day
90.1 FM once again. Yes. Please introduce yourself to the world.
Hello, I am Jody Glenham. I am a musician. I am a DJ here in Vancouver, and I am a songwriter.
You're the local here in East Van. Tell me about your new release.
The Local is a song I actually wrote over 10 years ago, and it was something that had never really bubbled up into my live set, and I wrote it when I spent a lot of time at a music venue here called the Biltmore, and I went to the Biltmore so much that as a patron, I was invited to the Christmas parties.
Nice!
So it just kind of like got me thinking about the idea, especially because like of being a regular somewhere and then also like being a musician and being a part of the whole bigger thing that happens like in every city, and we're all visiting each other's cities and trying to, you know, create a global community. I feel like The Local was probably written around the same time that I wrote Liquor and Lace. And I was definitely writing more, I would say, in a country vein, but as like a songwriter, songs come first. That is a genre that is like really recognized with songwriting. And then as I was like finding my voice, I'm a keyboard player, I'm a synth player, and I think that really lends to my stuff sounding like, I feel like this EP is sounding a lot like 80s Lou Reed, 80s Patti Smith. Like, it has that kind of like roots of like songmanship, and then, is that a word? Songwriter.
Sure.
Songmanship. And then I like having the textures of like more modern sounds. Song is called Liquor and Lace.
You wanted this more than love. You wanted this more than me. your favorite tree. Tattooed on me. Branches and leaves haunting the breeze. Pack in a suitcase.
On Instagram and social media, like invite your, like if you like an artist, invite your friends to go to that show with you, like actually like create your community, and honestly just be nice.
And I thought that you were giving away little coasters at for Friday.
Yeah,
so who designed that one? That one does have like my 80s kind of vibe.
Yeah, so we were going for kind of like the neon sign in like a window, like we're going for that sort of thing. Some Matlin Wickens, he designed it. I work at a bar job with him, but also he plays guitar for Rempel and the Rousers. you can keep an eye out for. I know that they're finishing a full length, so they're having, and he designs all their stuff as well.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. Okay, and you also have, I saw like t-shirts from, is it Puppy Teeth is the artist?
Yes.
How do you know Puppy Teeth?
So I worked at John Fluvog with Jake. And I know I'm not wearing Fluvox today, but I worked there for 14 years. And I worked there for a long time with him. I have a Puppy Teeth tattoo as well,
nice.
A little custom. But yeah, I met Jake when he was 17 years old. And we
really?
Just had a little John Waters pencil mustache. And yeah, so he's a dear friend. We're also both Scorpios. We're born a day apart, and we're about to celebrate our birthdays. So that's nice. I don't know when this is going to air,
happy
but
birthday, yeah. Yes. Christmas.
I was born on a Friday the 13th.
Oh.
And there's a song on the new EP that's about finding luck in what is considered the unlucky. So.
And you do have a Christmas song.
I have a holiday adjacent EP that I put out in 2020.
Yes.
And so yeah, there are two Christmas songs on there, and then there's like a holiday. There's like a song about like snow in New York in the winter.
Snow in New York City. There's nothing but rain here on the West Coast. You know, I find it such a pity that it's colder here than where you are.
Records in like a suitcase, and I really want a crate on wheels that has like, it's like a crate suitcase,
yeah.
Basically. I don't know why I'm miming it right now, but yeah, I really want one of those. And that's about it. I don't know. I just like good times with friends. Before COVID, and then as things were starting to open up and like music venues weren't open and live shows weren't happening, I was getting asked to DJ a lot. So I just kind of fell into that more and started taking it more seriously. I do a night at the Fox with my friend Kate. It's called Heaven. We just renamed it. But it's like a disco, high energy sort of thing. So like I learned to beat match for that. And you know, like taking it more seriously. So I do like digital, but I also do vinyl as well.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Okay, so tell me about some upcoming gigs.
I mean, I'll definitely be putting together some sort of album release for the new year. I don't have anything booked at the moment, but you can always keep an eye on my Instagram, which is SummerWitch. And I'm on X or Twitter, but I just kind of share dumb thoughts on there. But yeah, I'm on the internet. You can find me on my website. You can sign up for Bands in Town or whatever that stuff is.
All right, we are here at Pepino's.
Hello.
Yes. So tell me why you took a photo in front of the Nick's old spaghetti house.
I just love the timelessness of this building, and the EP that I'm putting out next year, it's called Still Here. So it's kind of about... it's about perseverance, and it's about, this restaurant itself was renamed, and there's new people in it, but, like, the building and the bones, and, like, they've left the room so much of the same of what it was, and, you know, just kind of, like, you know, there's so much magic in knowing that four walls have history, and you can feel it when you walk into a room.